Good morning, folks. It's Luke Clayton, and welcome to Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. Larry and I have been bringing Campfire Talk to you now for over 8 years, and trust me, it's as much fun today as when we first kicked it off. Campfire Talk is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, Sitemark, maker of the Photon XT and the Photon RT, Kuby Sausage House and Wild Game Processing in Dallas, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, Larry's TV show, Dallas Safari Club's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. Well, folks, it is now Campfire Talk time, and Mr. Larry Wysoon is with us like he is every week. Good morning to you, Larry.
Top of the morning to you, sir.
Top of the day. We're going to have a good day. You know, the 28th opener of bow season, I believe, but it's also a lot of the managed ranches. You can hunt deer. You have to take so many deer, the biologists tell us, and you can start hunting them at the opening of bow season, can't you?
You can. I'll tell you what, that's something that was established several years ago, and it really kind of gives the landowner, it was kind of established really for the landowner to be able to take deer that he needed to come off that property before he got into the hunting, you know, later into the season, to try to maintain that habitat in as good a shape as you could, and particularly in the instance where you might be in a dry situation. We've got some of those places. We've got places where we had good range all the way through, and then we've got some places where we had fantastic range, and then it just kind of seemed to quit. So on those latter places particularly, it's really a good time right now to start taking off the deer that you're wanting to on those land MLDP type places.
You bet. Well, you know, Larry, right now, for those of us that love to hunt deer, and I mean, this is the kickoff.
Oh, my gosh.
The late September, the opening of the bow season, opening of the MLD rifle, muzzle loader, crossbow, you know, the opening of deer season again. I just, I guess the older we get, the quicker they say time flies, but I'm sure looking forward to a lot of fun this season.
I am too. There were two things I used to really look forward to before, you know, including deer season, primary things. One was couldn't wait for school to turn out, you know, the springtime, and they couldn't wait for Christmas. And, you know, when you really look forward to those things, it kind of does seem like it slows down things a little bit. And going into this, I think it kind of slowed down last week a little bit for me, and I just kind of dragged out every moment going, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm going to be able to come Saturday morning, I'm going to be able to be in my blind, and I'll have a crossbow with me in this instance, and, you know, who knows what's going to come by.
Exactly. Well, we do know one thing. If we're not there, we're not going to know what comes by.
You're right.
We've got to be out there.
I'm often asking, you know, what is the best advice you can give to somebody when it comes to hunting? And it's a very simple sentence, if you will. Go hunt. You know, two words, go hunt. Don't look for excuses not to go. It's too hot. Mosquitoes are too bad. It's too cold. You know, it's raining. You know, some of this is farther north. It may be snowing or whatever. But the best advice there is when it comes to being successful in terms of hunting is to go hunt and be out there, because when something does happen, then you're there and you can take advantage of it.
Words of wisdom, Larry. You know, this year will be, I will hunt differently this year because, and this, folks, you can consider this a commercial if you like, but it's a fact. The Scent Guardian by, you know, Texas Raised Hunting Products.
Yes, sir.
This stuff, we talked about it last week, Larry. I mean, it will remove the smell of gasoline. It will remove the smell of cat urine from a camera bag foam, which I won't go into all that. Larry's laughing because I told him last week, and I shared this. It really did. I mean, I had the foam inside one of those Pelican hard cases for a camera. You can put anything in them to keep them, you know, in this hard case. But we're talking foam that the cat had had saturated. And I sprayed that down, and no kidding. I mean, I didn't really time it. I went back. I left it outside because, you know, it smelled bad. I went back out there in about 15 minutes, and there was no cat smell in that thing. So that's what I'm getting at. It's going to revolutionize I'm going to spray down with Scent Guardian, you know, by Texas Raised Hunting Products. That's where you find it, folks. I'm going to spray down with that. I'm already doing it on hog hunts and everything. It's going to change the way I set up, because I do hunt close a lot, and I know you do too, Larry. You know, where
we do. And, you know, one of the things is sometimes you've got a consistent wind, but so very often if you're hunting in a wooded situation or even in an open situation sometimes, that wind has tended to change and swirl, and you think you might know where your scent's going to, but it may be going the total opposite direction. But with that Scent Guardian spraying down your clothes, I love to wear the same old brown Western hat all the time and leather gloves. And I've always looked for something that I could use that I could spray down to where hopefully, you know, they wouldn't smell me. And because of having worn those things all the time, and it's just absolutely been amazing to me is how well that product works. I put it into some some situations like you. I've tried it on all kinds of different odors. But where I've really noticed it is I did a little scouting. Actually, I set up a mock scrape that I had Brett Andrews come into my little place. Me and I set up a scrape, and I've kind of watched that thing for the last, almost 2 weeks now, I guess. Oh, 2 weeks. It'll be a little over 2 weeks, actually.
Yep.
And I've got a set up close to it to where I knew I was upwind of that scrape, and I wanted to try to get some pictures. And I actually had some deer come in, I mean, right directly downwind to where it was like I wasn't there, you know. And, I mean, there was every reason in the world for them to be able to smell me. But unfortunately for them, they did not. And unfortunately for me, they did not smell me, you know. So that product is one of those, like we've talked about in the past, just I'm the world's worst skeptic when it comes to anything like that. And it's proven itself to me again and again and again. So, I mean, if you're going to be out there hunting, and whether you're hunting in a blind, whether you're hunting in a tree stand, whether you're hunting on the ground or whatever, I mean, you can go out and you can buy expensive machines that will kind of change the air that's around you. But this particular product, that's very inexpensive, works every bit as good and better, you know, that can be had. And all you got to do is go to that Texas Raised Hunting Products website and order it. And there's still a little bit of time left, you know, for the next week. So don't forget about it.
I'll be taking some up to New Mexico, Larry. This coming week I head up to, I'm going to try to get up to, Hunter Supply, David Williams and my friends there that own the ranch. We'll try to get David on, try to catch him a little bit later in today's show and give us a little update. He's got, I think, 12 trail cameras on his place going. It'd been so hot up there until 2 weeks ago, and then he actually sent me a text that it was, I think, 46 that morning, 44, you know. And
oh, my goodness.
So, the game just was not moving much. And there's a ton of elk. It's common border. Well, there's actually a strip of government estate land between on the western side of the Continental Divide. His ranch just goes over the top of the divide.
Right.
Then there's a strip of, pretty good little strip of state land, and then the Jicarilla starts. So, you know the game in that country.
Oh, my gracious. What a perfect spot.
It is, in his big valley. There's a valley, then it goes up pretty steeply to the top of the divide. And, I used to think of the Continental Divide up there it's not that high. I mean, it's really not. Oh, it's a steep mountain, but it's nothing like you might picture when you say Continental Divide, being miles to the top. It's not that steep in that part of New Mexico, is it, Larry?
No, it's not. But, I mean, that is such a fantastic area for mule deer and elk both, and I've got a feeling there's a few lion and few black bear in that area as well too. But I know there's some big mule deer scattered all over that area, and same thing with elk. So I mean, I can't wait for you to go, and I can't wait for you to get back and tell us what you saw and what you're bringing back.
Yeah,
well, not only that, I know it's going to be good to eat, whichever one.
Either one. Yep. Well, I've been shooting that muzzleloader, been actually practicing a lot. I sighted it in about 2 inches high at 100 yards. And I'm going to shoot out to 150 if I have the opportunity. I also shot there, too. My buddy down the slough from me here has got a little nice little range. Good
perfect
place to shoot. And I shot it at a hunt, sighted it in. Or it was actually still sighted in from 2 or 3 years ago when I last hunted with a muzzleloader, Larry.
You gotta love that.
It never changed. You know, the point of impact didn't change. And but anyway, I did move on out to 150. So basically, just a center of shoulder hole that, you know, out to 150. It'll
Without
be good.
A doubt.
Yep. Well, I tell you, I won't keep you long, Larry. I know you've got a busy weekend here. Got a lot going on, but really appreciate you spending some time. And this is not the old opener, rifle opener of deer season like we remember, but by golly, it is the opener of deer season.
The opener of deer season. That says pretty much everything right there. And so, I mean, you know, to me, even if I aren't going to be hunting with a crossbow this time for the first few days, I'd probably still go out and sit there with a pair of binoculars.
You'd be there.
You know, and just kind of watch and look and try to learn as much as I can for what may happen a little bit later on. But we'll kind of see what happens. This is a new game for me with that. Well, you've actually put me in touch with the people for the crossbow, and so this is kind of a new experience for me.
Well, it's gonna be fun, Larry. So
it already is.
We'll wish all of our fellow hunters a happy weekend. And if you're not hunting right now, folks, things are kicking off. So it won't be long until you can get out there and get with them. So, Larry, let's join everyone right back here this time next week. What do you say?
I'm already looking forward to it. If anybody out there does any good, tell them to get in touch with us. I mean, my gracious, I'd love to hear how you do and what you're seeing.
You bet. And, folks, the way to do that is through the radio website. You know, one good way to do it, catfishradio.org. Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter Supply. Now, Hunter Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken a Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single-action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets. Folks, for about the past 18 months, I've been using a Photon XT by Sightmark. It's a night hunting scope, and you can use it during the daytime, too. Absolutely awesome for hunting hogs. I probably kill 20 or 25 hogs using the Photon XT, and I shoot hogs at ranges of 100 yards and less. Now, it's not thermal. You won't be shooting 300 or 400 yards with it, but for most of us, and especially for the price, it is awesome. Now, the Photon RT is out now, and it has a camera mode sound on it. For a few hundred bucks more, you can get that model. I am just putting it to work, and so far I really like what I found. But just go to sightmark.com and check them out. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to ultramaticfeeders.com or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's ultramaticfeeders.com. Folks, you hear Larry and I talking about Texas-raised hunting products quite a bit. We use these products. I mean, there is Texas-raised hunting products makes a scent remover called Scent Guardian. Here's the deal. I've never done this before, but I want more of you to know about this because it works, this Scent Guardian. It removes scent, and you don't have to worry about your scent when you spray down with it. How about a giveaway over the radio? Here's what you do. Go to my radio website, catfishradio.org. My email is there. Email me with your name and a contact number, a way I can contact you. And you, if you're the first one to do this, jump right on it. I'll look them over, I promise you, the emails right away. Send me that email through catfishradio.org, and I will make positively sure that Texas Raised Hunting Products sends you a bottle of this Scent Guardian. I want you to try it out. You can go to their website, texasraisedhuntingproducts.com, and check them out. But make sure and do it. Go to the website first, send me an email. The first email that gets to me, I will make sure that you get a bottle of Scent Guardian shipped right away.